Now, when you go into a black neighborhood, you feel that fear. That's chaos, is what that is. Those filthy, dirty, and disgusting niggers pawing at me, asking for scraps of my wealth so they can go buy a black and mild. And it's like, buddy, this is not my problem. Your inability to work, to be a fully functional member of society, is on you and solely on you. You know, I think that that many people of many, many races do not care for blacks. And why should they? It's clearly evident, isn't it? It's bloody well obvious why they wouldn't want to engage with them. Those niggers stink. They reek. They're rotten. Their nigger toe jam stinks up the DMV when I go there. Anytime I'm going to be around blacks, even potentially, even if, you know, I don't for sure know that they'll be there, I take triple the dose of Klonopin. I also have been having these dreams, you know. And your dreams, the science is out on whether or not those mean anything, but personally, I have to think they don't. My daughter is in my dreams, often, and often in a very sexual manner. And that's the bloody thing, man. You know, you have a daughter, a female shining Aryan white princess in this world of swarthy niggers, crawling all over the white man's achievements, and it's like, okay, do I let her get gangbanged by a pack of niggers behind Circle K? Oh, or do I take it upon myself to educate her sexually? Be the man in her life that she needs. That's what I think about it. These niggers, spicks, kikes, trannies, all these undesirables writhing in the bloody darkness. We'll simply have to kill them at some point, you know? Kill them and be done with it. That's what I say. Mom, 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 poo, poo. I need bottle mommy. Wah, wah, I need it. Mommy, give baby Jordy his Klonopin milk. Let baby Jordy suck his little girl's tits for fun.